Amadon, St. Helena, California, June 19, 1907. Mr. Amadon, Battle Creek, Michigan. Dear brother, in response to your letter, which came to hand this noon, I bowed before the Lord and asked Him, who knows all things, to take the matter of the Battle Creek Tabernacle under His supervision. We can come to the Lord with confidence when we ask for that which is for our spiritual good. I prayed that He would control in this matter and work in a way that would bring glory to His name. As I arose from my knees, I saw on the table before me some pages that had dropped from my diary. I looked to see what was written on them and read these words: "Why do not those who claim to be children of God act as though they were wide awake to the situation at the present time? While we believe in the ministration of holy angels in the advancement of the cause of God in the earth, we must each take our position to fight decidedly on the Lord's side in the battle between righteousness and sin. The object of Satan in this warfare is to dethrone Christ. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought, and the devil and his angels. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more for them in heaven. And the dragon was cast out, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." Revelation 12, verse 7-13, 17. I thought that these few words might encourage you to believe that Satan will not prevail.